And then he says the manager came in because he knows this will be his servant will be returning. So he came with the group, and he says he came up the river and greeted the old man in English. And he says the old Upakittahe, it's a switch into fluent English to answer his boss and to greet him in return. And then after that finished, he says, then we were taken into the boat and taken to the community. And he was retired off and settled into that settlement. And that was the last part of his work. And Pineshis returned back to Winnisk River and took over the job as Opakitahe. And this was somewhere around 1780 when this first Pineshis could have appeared. And then he had a son who was named Joseph. And it was somewhere around 1820, we don't know for sure. Then Joseph has a son, a name John Pineshis. And that John Pineshis was born in 1875. And then John Pineshis got married and have a son, whose name was Michael Pineshis, and he was born in 1900. And then Michael Pineshis had married and have children. And one of them was Louis Pineshis, who was born in 1934. And so this Upakittahe has adopted this boy. And he, the Upakittahe, the fisherman, who have given him a name of Pineshis. And it was the bird, the Pineshis, who carried this Upakittahe from Winnisk, the mouth of the river, right up to the Fort Severn. On his last trip to the shores of the Hudson Bay. And Pineshis had a lady, which is adopted son have as a servant, not as his wife, but a servant only. And she was not Mrs. Pupagetahe, she was just a servant also. And she was a younger woman, they say, younger than Opakitahe. And for that reason, Pineshis married the lady, even though she was older than him. And that was the beginning of the family name we know as Pineshis. It has been always in that vicinity at the mouth of the Winnisk River. There was no community there. There was not even one house. It's just simply camp. And people just go camp out there and do the hunting for this guy. And the only thing that was ever established, there was a box that has the lakes. And it sits on the, what do you call these, piling. And stilts, I think you call it. Anyway. It's about 3 feet off the ground and about 6 by 6 square and about 4 feet high, and it has a cover, like opening the top. And it is made to be waterproof. And in it, that's where the gunpowder was kept, and also the primers and the shots. And at times, well-guarded a matchbox that is a steel container, which was more like insulation for in case. And it was packed with something else. And a few other odds and ends in there, like they say, maybe an axe, maybe some other stuff, maybe a handsaw. And a few other stuff. The utensils, the tools that the man Opakitahe needed, perhaps the nets, and perhaps a few other things. So that was the only Hudson Bay property that was there. And people never bother with it, they just respect it, and they never touch it. They never steal anything. And at least that's what it said.